Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Junkie for a Story. My name is Tamika. Thank you for listening. So today we are going to have a chat. We are going to dive into the events that led up to the 56th governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo's resignation. So, you saw the title. Who's responsible for the takedown of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo? Now, this is not a Democrat versus Republican conversation, okay? I'm not here for all of that, but I am nosy, so I'm a professional nosy person. So let's say that. And so I just want to chit chat about Mr. Cuomo because I have been watching that story and I kind of was waiting for that takedown, but it did take quite some time. It took longer than expected, I'll just say. But yeah, that's what we are going to talk about on this episode. Before we get to that, I do want to send my condolences to actress Regina King. Over the weekend, we learned that she lost her son, who was 26 years old. So her only son, Ian Alexander Jr., whom she shared with her ex-husband, Alexander Sr., it was reported, I read, she gave a statement to People magazine, so I'm going to read her statement. This is Regina King's statement. Our family is devastated at the deepest level by the loss of Ian. He is such a bright light who cared so deeply about the happiness of others. Our family asks for respectful consideration during this private time. Thank you. That is the statement she released on January 22nd. And her son did pass away as an apparent suicide. So again, that's her only son. And he was 26 years old. I was really sad to hear that news. Really wish I didn't open Twitter that day, but this is what happens. So I am really sad for the family, but I do lift her up in prayer, her and her family. Sorry to bring you that news, but I felt I should say that because it was on my mind. Just to shift to a more positive tone, I do want to mention How I Met Your Father was released last week. That stars Hilary Duff, Christopher Lowell, Francia Raisa, and Saraj Sharma. Now, it's not getting good ratings, I will say, from what my research found. It's a little on the low side, but I have not seen it yet. And basically, it's the answer to How I Met Your Mother, that epic series. So this is the How I Met Your Father version. And also, Kim Cattrall stars in this as well. It's I haven't seen it yet, but I'll say it's getting mixed reviews. I don't know if I'll be watching this because I kind of don't get the point, but it's available and it is on Hulu. Yeah, it's on Hulu if you want to check it out. I mean, I hope it's good, but you know what? I'll wait till the hype dies down and then I might watch it. But I really don't get the point of watching it. But I must say, Hilary Duff stays employed, don't she? I mean, that Younger series, I don't know when that went off, but it seemed like that just went off the air and she's already in a new one. I mean, she stays booked, that's for sure. But yeah, so you have that. All right, let's get into this episode. Andrew Cuomo. So, back in 2010, Cuomo was elected New York governor, and he has served 3 terms. 3 times as governor. He was, prior to that, an attorney general, an assistant secretary. He's had many positions within politics, also a campaign manager for his father, Mario Cuomo. So he is not new to politics. He comes from a political family, some say a political dynasty. But he comes with a lengthy career in politics. So now he is the New York governor. Now, at this point, I'm not paying too much attention to New York politics because I have since moved out of New York. So, I'm just kind of, honestly, I don't remember the name Cuomo. I will have to out myself and say, I don't think I really paid attention to the name until COVID. So I started noticing a lot of people talking about Andrew Cuomo. And I'm like, okay, whatever, but particularly, I was noticing comedian Chelsea Handler talking about Andrew Cuomo on Twitter. And I don't know. You know what? I do know. I started to say, I don't know. Something, I felt like she was going to regret this. Let's just say that. She kept going on and on about crushing on Andrew Cuomo. Now, let me tell you, I do remember the name. Okay, it's coming to me. I'm sorry. So, I have a crazy obsession with reading Kennedy bios, okay? I don't know when it happened, somewhere in the 2000s, but I just love reading Kennedy bios. I've read, Robert Kennedy, RFK Jr. I don't think I've read a JFK yet. You know what? I gotta add that to my list. I've read the one about the sister who died in her 20s. I've read After Camelot. Is that what it's called? Let me check my bookshelf. Yes, After Camelot. And I think that's the one. It's written by J. Randy Taraborelli. I believe it's in that one where it's mentioned. So now I remember where I heard the Cuomo name. or at least this is my first memory. So it's mentioned in there because I was thinking when all of this COVID situation happened and they were putting Governor Cuomo on a pedestal, my interest was piqued. I was just like, something's up. They are being way too nice to him, in my opinion. I mean, because the press, they're usually not that, well, I don't know. I'm a naturally suspicious person. So when people are being too nice, I mean, don't you learn that before you leave the house? Like, something's up when people are too nice. You know, like if you got kids, you notice they're being really, really nice. Doesn't that like pique your interest? I don't know. So I felt like during COVID, the press was being extra nice. Celebrities were all coming out confessing their love for Andrew Cuomo and just, oh my goodness, he's America's governor and all of this stuff. But let me tell you, so I read in, I'm thinking it's the After Camelot book, but in 1990, Cuomo married Kerry Kennedy. Kerry is the daughter of Robert and Ethel Kennedy. Robert, who was Attorney General and presidential candidate before he was assassinated. So that Robert Kennedy. Why did I say it like that as if there's another, but I'm sorry, just in case people might get confused. I don't know. Anyway, Robert Kennedy and Ethel Kennedy, their daughter, Kerry, marries Andrew Cuomo. And I'm reading this thick book, by the way, like 800 pages. Okay. So in the book, now this is the book that's about all of the Kennedys. It's more about the family. It's not about any specific Kennedy. And so there was a part in the book where they mentioned Andrew Cuomo. And I'm not quoting, I'm paraphrasing, okay? So it said, the Kennedys don't like Andrew Cuomo. So right there, I'm kind of like, I'm kind of thinking Andrew must be an a-hole. Because, first of all, it didn't even say one specific Kennedy. It just said the Kennedys, plural, don't like Andrew Cuomo. Then as I read further, I discovered that it was implied that Andrew Cuomo may have taken advantage of being married to a Kennedy. Like you got the impression that he used the Kennedy card one too many times. Like he loved bringing up that he's married to a Kennedy. That's just how I took it. And then, you know, with the Kennedys, they do things as a family. Like, even if you don't know them personally, I mean, obviously I don't know them, but you can tell they do everything as a family. Like, they go on vacations together. They go to each other's weddings. They have, you know, family homes that everyone kind of centers around. I mean, they do things as a family. So when I read that they didn't like Andrew Cuomo, I already knew there must have been a valid reason, because they already, Andrew and Carrie have 3 daughters together. They are now divorced. But the Kennedys had to have had many experiences with Cuomo, is my point. Like, it's not like they just met him, talked for a few minutes, and then just said they don't like him. Obviously, they're going to weddings together. They've got graduations with the kids. They've got a lot of stuff that they're doing together. And then both Cuomo, his family, and the Kennedys are heavily involved in politics and philanthropy and other stuff like that. So, you know, they've had to have reasonable time to assess and form an opinion of Cuomo. So when they say they don't like Cuomo, I feel like there must be some validity to that. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that just made me suspicious of Cuomo. Like, he's probably running around wearing that Kennedy card like it's a diamond ring. Okay. Like, everywhere he go, he introduced himself as Kennedy's husband. Okay. I'm married to Carrie Kennedy, and she's the daughter of it. I don't know. He just sounds like he's real. He's a little bit on the pretentious side. And then he flaunts that Kennedy card way too hard. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm getting. So then you have that, right? So Cuomo is the governor. He's in his third term, right? And then COVID hits. And all of a sudden, I mean, they are talking about Cuomo like, you know, he's royalty. He's the prince. He's the prince of New York or something. Everybody likes Cuomo. Everybody in the world. And see, I don't know. I guess some people might say I'm a pessimist. But I would say I'm a realist. But I'm telling you, if I was Cuomo and I saw how good the press was treating me, I would have planned my resignation, because I know something's up. I would have planned it probably around the 6-month mark. Like, y'all not gonna get me. Something's up. Y'all don't want to tell me. Something is up. So, but no, they put him on that pedestal. And see, that's the thing about it. You got to be on a pedestal in order to fall from grace in the first place. So I feel like they were setting him up because they knew they was going to do something, right? Because when COVID started, Andrew Cuomo, I mean, he looked like he was, he looked like a leader. He was taking charge. You saw him every day giving press conferences, and all the while, I mean, New York was, they had some high numbers when it came to, you know, who was positive for COVID, and as far as the deaths, their numbers were pretty darn high, but still, people were in love with Cuomo. They were praising him and setting him up for the win, okay? So I'm sure he was pretty confident in himself at this time. Andrew Cuomo is not the kind of guy you can take down in a weekend. It's not like he can piss you off on Friday, then he's cleaning out his desk on Monday. So this had to be planned. But I'm thinking there were some rumblings about him. But because he's such a powerful person, such a powerful name already in politics, it had to take some time. But I think along the way, he was making enemies, but underestimated his enemies. So around, I want to say mid or late 2020, things started to shift. Now, I don't know exactly when it happened, as far as the sexual harassment allegations, and then there was that weird story about him kissing someone on the cheek, but he said he didn't know that was seen as disrespectful. And he's like close to 60, is he? I'm not sure what his age is, but basically he's well grown. So that kind of tells you who we dealing with here. If you're that age and you don't know that people don't like you to push their face in your direction so you can kiss it. I mean, that's a bit weird and uncomfortable, but okay. When you reach a certain level, people stop saying stuff, they just, and he's probably one of those people who just don't listen, If you were to pull him to the side and be like, I don't think people like that, I could see him just brushing you off, like, yeah, but I'm Andrew Cuomo, okay? So we know how he is. But anyway, some stories started popping up around 2021. And then, now you know who's been quiet all this time? Chelsea Handler. I haven't heard from her, but. Because she sure was running his name through every interview she was getting back in 2020. Was it 2020? I think it was around 2020. I mean, she's telling everybody how she's in love with him and he won't answer her calls and blah, blah, blah. Maybe he did her a favor that she didn't know at the time. But yeah, so anyway, then all of these allegations start popping up. And somebody was the first. I don't know who the first was, but we have to give praise to the first because sometimes it don't go in your favor, I mean, you call somebody out like Andrew Cuomo, and friends start disappearing and it doesn't work out. But someone was the first to call him out. And then I think there's like a total of six women or somewhere around there, people who alleged sexual harassment or bullying or uncomfortable interactions with the governor. And, at first, Cuomo was just being Cuomo. I didn't do this. If I did do it, I apologize, but I don't see myself doing that. It's the apology, but I'm not admitting to anything. It's the no contest type apology. If I did it, I didn't mean to, but I don't think I did it now. So, yeah, he gave one of those. And then he resigned. He resigned. Now, all the while, I should point out his brother Chris Cuomo had a primetime show on CNN. And there's a weird interview. I know I keep saying weird, but I found it weird. There's a weird interview, and I don't know if he did more than one, but Chris Cuomo did interview his brother on his show, which came across like a YouTube vlog or something, or like a SNL sketch or something. It didn't match the normal CNN vibe that you get, which is usually news all day. Serious, respectable news coverage. And necessary information given to the public. It didn't fit that. It was just like two brothers playing verbal kissy face. It was just, I love you, you love me. I mean, it was very weird for CNN. And then some people have called CNN out for allowing the conflict of interest to be broadcast on CNN. I mean, I was quite surprised by that, but CNN went with it. They put that on their network. So you kind of seen the inkling of how Chris Cuomo should have stepped aside, but he didn't. And then that later affected him negatively. But so all the while, Chris Cuomo is advising his brother on how to handle this situation, and some would call him a political operative, but he's still on CNN, still doing his show on CNN, not covering this scandal with the New York governor, even though he has a primetime show on CNN. So would you say that's odd? I mean, I don't know. I thought that was odd, but who am I? I'm just a viewer. So yeah, he was not covering a massive scandal about the New York governor, and he has a primetime show on CNN, and CNN is known for news coverage. So anyway, there's that. And then when Andrew Cuomo resigns, some people say finally, but I mean, he resigns, right? Because obviously this story is going nowhere for him, you know. So, you know, he's got to resign. And then he released that book in 2021 under the condition that he would not use his staff or any, I forgot how they said it. I think they didn't want him to use government employees or something to that effect to help him write the book. He was supposed to write the book on his own time, with his own resources as a person, not as the governor. They basically didn't want him to use his position as the governor to write this book. And they gave him millions of dollars for this book. So then it's discovered that he obviously did use government resources, which, are we surprised? I mean, how could you write a book about COVID and not seek help from? Okay, let's move on. So anyway, they're asking for that money back. And does Andrew Cuomo have it? I mean, I ain't good at math, but I'm going to say no. But who knows? So there's that. And then it wasn't a book deal. I'm not sure if it was a new book deal, or I think it was they were going to release the paperback of his book. And so that got canceled, and the publishing house is no longer promoting his book. And then there's Chris Cuomo. You know, he was going to capitalize off of this as well, and he had a book in the making, and yeah. That got canceled. So, but you see, when you align yourself with people like that, and we understand that that's his brother, and chances are if his brother behaves like that, I mean, dot, dot, dot. So, here we are, it's January 2022, and the Cuomos both have fallen. So where do we see Andrew Cuomo in these next couple of years? I mean, that's, I'm curious about how he, because I think this is not his first downfall, because he's one of those dudes, I'm getting a vibe. He seems like he's one of those who don't learn the lesson the first time.
But it sounds like he's had a couple of downfalls in his career. But again, it all goes back to the Kennedys. Like, why do they not like you, dude? Like, if I could interview Andrew Cuomo, that would be my question. Why do the Kennedys not like you? I don't even care that he is divorced from Kerry Kennedy. Like, that's not bothering me. But I'm curious why the Kennedys as a family don't like you. That would be my question. I'm curious. Like, what happened? Now, see, you know, I wonder if he still uses the Kennedy card. I mean, I doubt it now because it seemed like there was no love there anyway. And then he's divorced. So why bother? But see, I think there was a point where he used that Kennedy card one too many times. And he was making them look bad. And somebody called the Kennedys up. And they said, you know, Andrew Cuomo out here in these streets using your name. I think you want to have a sit down with him. Yeah, I think something happened there. But, you know, I don't know nothing. I'm just guessing, okay? But I think something happened. So, anyway, Cuomo is now living his life as a regular citizen. He's on Twitter and, you know, he's trying. He's trying to stay out of the mess. You know, he's not talking about it, but I wonder if there's going to be a book out soon. I don't want to read a book from Andrew Cuomo. I want somebody else to write that book. Or maybe Lifetime do a movie. Somebody. I want to see that story. Because I think it would be better as a book. A tell-all book. I know it's coming out too. Matter of fact, you might as well just do the whole Cuomo family. They seem scandalous as a family. But hey. I'm waiting for the book. And I bet you right now there's Cuomo seem like he got those kind of enemies. He's an enemy collector, okay? He's got enemies from every decade. I bet his enemies got receipts on VHS tapes, you know? They just waiting for someone to ring that landline. Just, what you say, Andrew Cuomo? I got a story for you, okay? So, yeah, somebody should make that movie. I mean, write that book. You have one sure viewer / reader. At least one. Make it happen, okay? Now, I don't want to gloss over the nursing home situation. But I haven't paid too much attention to that. But obviously that is devastating. And, you know, every time we experience something devastating in our society, you have these kind of scandals that come out about it. Usually, well, maybe not usually, but sometimes it's caught after the fact. But this one happened to be noticed during COVID, and we are still dealing with it. But anyway, so it was alleged that Governor Cuomo understated the nursing home deaths that took place as a result of him sending patients home from they basically there was an order to have the patients go back to the nursing homes. I think this was in 2020, but residents in nursing homes, when they got COVID, they went to the hospitals to receive care and to get well. But then there was a bill that was passed that something, I don't know the specifics of that, but then so Cuomo said to release those patients and send them back to the nursing homes. And then those patients, several of them, ending up passing away. And so Cuomo was accused of downplaying the number of deaths as a result of that situation. And that's also the scandal that led to his resignation. So, you know, it's the allegations, it's the nursing scandal. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do. I don't see him returning to politics, but I feel like he's so, like, it's in his blood. Politics is kind of innate for his family, you know, like, I don't know what he would do because he's not that young, but he's got some years left in him. So I'm curious to see what he does in the aftermath of all of this. I mean, obviously he's got to come through with that money. I don't know how he's going to get up that money to return to the publishing company, but yeah, I mean, a GoFundMe, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do that. Prospects are not looking good, I must say. But yeah, so I'm just an observer giving my opinion because I can. Hope it works out for Andrew Cuomo and Chris and the Cuomo family. But it's not looking good right now. I say lay low and be quiet and just ride this out with silence. And probably, you know, you might can make a comeback in 2024 or maybe 25. I don't know. Give it a couple of years and then try for a comeback. But I would say in a lower position, you know, I wouldn't bring too much attention to myself. You know, maybe be, well, I mean, you can't be an assistant when you're Andrew Cuomo. So, but yeah, I would say aim lower. Aim lower, but stay in politics. But yeah, I'm curious to see where he goes. Where he goes from here. So those are my thoughts. I just had to get it out because I have been watching this and I'm just curious and I'm nosy. So anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little chatty, I know, but I'm always chatty. So there you go. I will catch you in the next one. Thank you. Bye.